now, you are tuned into the Dope Dope Podcast. You gotta hear this.
What up? What up? What up? What up? What up, good people? What up with y'all? What up? What's happening? We on this thing. What happened to the photo? What up with that? What's good? What up? Cool Platinum, what's going on? What's going on? We're going to get started here shortly. What up with y'all? Happy New Year. Chilling out. That's what's up. Anybody watching this National Football Championship game? Water, what up? What up? What are people at? What hood he at? It's been a minute, man. We're gonna get started here in a minute. Nah, you mad the command? Ah, yeah, the commanders got spanked yesterday. I was hoping they give that L out to Dallas, but I mean I can't. Man, we looking bad going into the playoffs. There go hoodie.
That was at it.
Hey, what up with you, man?
Man, same shit them day, guy.
You already know it, man. Insane in 2024, right?
Man.
What up with you, though? What up, Cecil Reed? What up? Been a minute, hoodie, man.
Hey, it been like a good month.
I feel like, I feel like it's been a good month, man. I think we ended it on that Missy shit and real nigga emotions and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What's it? How you been, dog?
Man, nigga, I ain't gonna lie to you for the past week, dude. Been sick to the motherfucker, dog.
Oh, for real? That bug trying to catch up with you?
Man, I'm getting over that shit for real.
Oh. Then let me share his live about.
Man, that's what I'm on right now.
Yeah, sure this thing got one time. I feel like they done changed up the shirt.
Man, what we on though, dog? What's the mood today?
What you mean? We got
I know you got some good shit lined up for us.
Yeah, we got a few things to talk about, and you know what I'm saying? We gonna get into it, and I might have missed some. You know, we done been out for a minute, so you keep me honest. Make sure you know what I'm saying. You throw some shit out here too, and we gonna get right to it, man. We gonna see what we done missed. Hell yeah, let's get right to it, man. Cause you know what I'm saying. Let's do it. Man, welcome to the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Your weekly discussions about things, music and pop culture. I'm your man, Acklin. As usual, man, we got my main man, Big Homie Hoodie, in this thing, man. What up?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's good?
Welcome back to the realest niggas alive.
That's a fact, man. We back, man. We the realest, man. We back. Listen, man, this is season 3, episode 9 of the Dope Dope Podcast, man, if you keeping up. Season 3, episode 9, episode 134 overall, if you watching. But look, man, we back, man. Me and Hoodie, man. You know what I'm saying? It's 2024 and shit don't stop. I mean, it's 2024 and y'all still out here capping and y'all still out here just lying about shit. And y'all still out here exaggerating. I don't understand it.
Yeah, because you ain't had no cap of the week. I got one.
Go ahead, because I don't got a cap of the week. What up, Val Watts?
My cap of the week is, hey, put some motherfucking respect on the queen of rap name, dog. That's who's, my cap of the week.
Who's that? The
queen of motherfucking rap, nigga. Nicki who? Minaj. Y'all got niggas got to put respect on Nicki Minaj name, dog.
Let's talk about it, because that's one of the things we didn't get to talk about, that Nicki dropped. And of course, Nicki did some numbers, but what they talking about out here, Hoodie? They ain't respecting Nicki.
Nicki, like, hey, she weird. She you know, she a little different. You know, off the mic, you know, a little different. But hey, on that mic, bro, at 40 plus, bro, ain't nobody touching Nicki. That's what's crazy. And they scared of her.
You think so?
I think they scared to go bar for bar with Nicki, dog.
I don't know if everybody's scared, but they feel a way about it. They definitely feel a way about her.
Nicki shoot at everybody, bro, and they don't shoot back. These niggas need to pick up a stick.
They shoot back. They don't say no names though. They don't address it specifically.
She's the biggest cap ever. Has Nicki the biggest cap ever?
Tell us about it.
Back it up.
Go ahead.
Back it up, Val Watts. You said she the biggest cap ever. Let's see.
Coop. Platinum Cardi fan, and yeah, and don't get it twisted. All these ladies are dope too, but I feel like Nicki dropped a dope project, and it's like all the extra shit I think takes away, and all her, you know, her social media rants and the barbs take away from the fact that she get busy.
Yeah, but they all be ranting, though. Nigga, Cardi was just online crying and kicking her fans out.
That's the thing we missed too. While we was out, yeah, she was on her ranting and crying on live a couple of times.
Niggas gotta stop acting like Nicki ain't her dog.
But Nicki's toughest project, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't like it, she do numbers every time she come out. Which
look who we got party with DJ Smith in the chat.
Which everybody don't do. It's a lot of dope female rappers, but everybody don't do numbers, and she do numbers every time.
Man.
Break record. Shout out to Suspense, man. We heard Suspense was on sharing beats.
I know, bring him up. See if it'll let you bring him up. Come on, Suspense.
What they say, Cardi is real, so don't do that.
Bring my nigga.
I mean, she's
Suspense up.
She's real, but she was ranting.
So that's the thing about niggas, bro. Niggas is always, hey, niggas will go to the far left thing about something you ain't even say. I ain't never say Cardi wasn't real. I said niggas gotta put respect on Nicki Minaj's name and stop acting like she ain't her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't say none of these people wasn't real or wasn't dope. But Nicki still, Nicki still that nigga.
Goalpost moving.
What it called, Hoodie?
That's called goalpost moving. I didn't say nothing about Cardi not being real.
Yeah. Why can't you like more than that's true. Man. That's a fact. Like
more than a fact.
That's more than a fact. Because I like a bunch of them too, and that goes for a lot of things. Like
no shit. I mean, if you want to wear the tag as a hater, you can do that, Val Watts.
Yeah,
that's cool.
What up, though, Val Watts? Though we feel you here. You love Cardi B. That's fine. But Nicki's called too. Nicki dropped a dope project. She did numbers. She broke some records. But that's par for the course with her. So. Yeah. I mean, hey, she ain't lose nothing. You know what I'm saying? She gave us a good mixed bag of a project here.
Yeah, and everybody giving it good reviews, man.
You know, this time around, you know what I mean? She getting good rap. Everybody fucking with it. So, Spence, I see you on her. What'd you think of that Nicki? Or did he dip out on us?
Partner, Pete Morgan in here, my old lady in here.
What up? So, Spence said that Nicki was mid. That's what's up. What else? You already touched on Cardi B ranting about her husband again on live a couple different times, man. And then they right back together.
And the word of the day, kids, is publicity.
Publicity. Hey, we're going to talk about this a little later. Is Cardi going to give us some music? She going to give us an album, I should say.
I don't know what the fuck Cardi doing, dog.
It's been too long almost.
It's getting to the point where niggas ain't gonna be checking for it. Then she gonna be looking stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
When she sell 12,000 first week.
Yeah, she gonna be looking silly because, you know, they put she got catapulted to the top, and you know that, you know, the whole hun Nikki back and forth, but then we got all these other rappers, so they ain't gonna be checking for that everybody else. And then, you know, Nikki done came out a couple times and she's proving that she's still doing numbers.
That's a fact.
What are they talking about? They said it was like a three or four. Suspense said it was like 3 or 4 joints. That's what, okay, Suspense. But anyway, yeah, more to come on that.
It was a 7.
He did nothing wild, that man. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Hey, what else? What, speaking of wowing, Skyface Tiny Desk. We didn't get to talk about that while we was out. Did y'all fuck with the Skyface Tiny Desk?
I fuck with Face Mob.
Man. I fuck with Face Mob big time, man. His Face Mob at Tiny Desk was dope, though.
That was good for me to see, because I think, man, quote me if I'm wrong, but I think he said he about to start wrapping shit up. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it was good to see Face Mob.
It was good to see that, because I know.
Who said Cardi was pressed?
Who said that?
Cardi ain't pressed. Who said Cardi was pressed?
Nobody said that. It's what people value. It's, you see, you fall right into that trap. This is what people do.
You, I swear, bro.
You was part of the cap and going too far with shit. I listened to T-Pain's concert. I ain't listen to that.
Gave Nicki some praise, and Nick, here come niggas, bro.
Yeah, niggas.
Cardi that, bro.
Niggas go nigga every time. But back to Face, man. Yeah, I think he is wrapping it up. I didn't get to catch him. I know he did a tour. Was it? I think it might have been last year, year before last. I missed it. So it was good. It was good to see this Tiny Desk performance, though.
Yeah, I like this Tiny Desk shit, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I like seeing. Well, I like it. I like it more for the older acts. I like the older acts getting a chance to come get their shit off.
Get
little intimate setting type shit.
Get they shine. Let people remember, you know, that who they were, and you know the bops and the hits they had. So I agree with you. I think it's been good. Like right before that, Juvie had a good one reminding folks of the hits Juvie got, and then Face got to do his. So man, shout out to Face Mob. I've been a Face Mob fan too. So
yeah, bro. I know I never get it, but I like to see a Devin the Dude Tiny Desk.
I mean, you never know. Like, a bunch of people do these Tiny Desks. A Devin the Dude Tiny Desk would be dope.
Yeah, bro. I'd like to see Devin the Dude. Or shit, I like to see a Zero one too. Zero would be hard.
Yeah, it might be hard too. But Val, what you said T-Pain did? Just a up close and personal little intimate concert? I've been a face. Yeah. Yeah.
What was he, 15?
I was born, nigga. See, I was born a Face fan.
Oh, man.
Let's jump right into it. Speaking of fans, listen, this nigga Cat Williams did an interview on Club Shay Shay, and obviously he was not a fan of a plenty of other comedic niggas out here. So, listen, the internet is in an uproar. The internet, you know, like Hoodie, like you said, they take it far left on these takes and these hot takes and these... See, this is what Cat was talking about and all that bullshit. But what did you think about it?
It ain't nothing but the same shit he been saying for real.
Yeah, a lot of it was, you know, it's Steve Harvey takes, it's Kevin Hart takes.
Yeah, he been saying that same shit. I guess just with it all together, it just went crazy. You know, well, and adding to say it shit like that. But other than that, man, it's really just a bunch of shit he really been saying.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't off. It ain't like it ain't four par for Cat Williams, but I kind of agree with that too. That nigga definitely used the 12th law of power on niggas, where he sprinkles some truth and then give some niggas a little bit of truth and you able to deceive them.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. It was definitely overall hella entertaining to watch. But I know, I feel like he spoke some troops in there, and then like he was exaggerating the cap in there. So I'm with y'all. But like niggas taking some of this too far, right? Like
they Cat Williams just made up a book in the Bible right now.
I was just about to say, like, he was Jesus coming here laying on the pulpit, just laying out the scriptures for 2024, man. Like, yeah. They were
crazy over this crackhead.
Yeah. And they say good marketing, good publicity. Yeah, because he has a show. Well, he got a whole tour going on. I know he'll be here in April, but yeah, he got a whole tour and show coming on. So yeah. It was just hella entertaining. He called out a lot of people like he usually does. The said copy and shit, I thought that was funny.
He's a very smart crackhead, dog.
Who?
Very smart crackhead.
He's very intellectual.
Yeah, he's very smart. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah, he definitely know what he's doing. But hey, some of the like the said still in the joke, like he said, if I mean, come on, I mean, if y'all really listen to it, y'all know it was not verbatim. So so he might have stole the premise of the joke, but it was not a verbatim stealing of the joke to me. To me, the what was it? The bomb initial shit was more stealing than cat shit. Yeah. That shit was crazy though. I'm sure more to come on that because people are going to keep talking about it. They said, was there an actual Steve versus Cat that actually happened? Yeah, they said it was a real comedy show.
It was on YouTube.
Yeah.
He said he never did. Yeah, that nigga did get up there and lie and say he never did a hard drug in his life. Cat Williams knows his ass lying.
He did. He did say that. He did say he never. He said, find somebody that you know what I'm saying, that tells you when I did one. Like, come on now.
That nigga knows. He lying his ass off. The face of that boy that fought that middle schooler is definitely the face of crack. But it's cool. Ooh, I fuck with Cat Williams, though. Cat Williams, man, hey, I definitely fuck with Cat Williams.
I for sure fuck with Cat Williams. And I think he's funny. And a lot of the people he named, I think, is funny as hell.
No friends to do crack. And I mean, you know, I keep them at a distance, but we still cool.
Yeah.
And they say,
right. Why would he admit that? That's right, Val. That's right, Val. But again, listen, for all these people that want to jump on here on the cat takes and yeah, and co-sign the shit that he said, like, that don't mean y'all ain't got to like the, a lot of the people he named too. Cause a lot of the niggas he named, they funny too.
Yeah, he capped on Kevin Hart though, dog. Nigga talking about Kevin Hart a plant. Nigga, we literally, I shouldn't even come up from nothing. I did.
And I had to think about that too, because I'm like, did Kevin Hart not have several stand ups specials?
Nigga, even before that, like that nigga Kevin Hart was doing them bootleg ass Rockefeller Dame Dash.
Yeah, what was it? Paper Soldiers?
Paper Soldiers, Death of a Dynasty, shit like that.
See, I forgot he was in Death of a Dynasty. Like, yeah.
Bro, they got to get it. Hey, that man got it from the bottom.
In the Ollie's different shit and little bitty ass small roles, like maybe a couple of lines in a sentence. Like he was in 40-year-old Virgin for a hot second. Yeah. That shit was funny. Like
he had some failed TV shows he was on.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga grind, bro. I didn't like it that he tried to say Kevin was a plant, dog. Now Kevin might be Hollywood as fuck now. You know
yeah.
What I mean? But he definitely grinded to get where he was at.
Shit might be different now, but he definitely, you know what I'm saying? He definitely was out.
That nigga Chris Will tried to argue me. He was like, oh yeah, he did that shit and became friends with Jay-Z. Nigga, his first movie was low budget Rockefeller movies. He been knowing Jay-Z.
Yeah. They just got on when he got rich.
Do your Google.
They don't want to.
Do your
what,
Google.
What up, T?
What's going on?
We talking about this Cat Williams shit.
You like you was just doing homework. You done doing homework.
No.
What you think about that? You've been listening. What do you think about the Cat Williams before we move on?
I'm just tired of it.
You tired of it already? They didn't talk about it too much?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm over it.
I think we might be too, but I mean, I'm sure some more shit's gonna come. But like, nah, comics and shit do be stealing. So like, it was some truth in there, but a lot of exaggeration. He was probably being sarcastic on a lot of things. And like, you'd think Cat Williams spoke the comic Bible in that interview. You know what I'm saying? But it did what it's supposed to do.
I wish I would have got that interview. That shit in like 40 some million.
Hell yeah.
Hold that in.
Hell yeah. Shannon Sharp about to be.
I still got like 30 minutes of that to watch.
Oh, for real? Yeah. It was long as hell.
Damn, you've been watching that interview for 4 days.
I just was watching and I was like, and I would stop, come back to it.
I'll tell them to step on somebody to get somewhere. Yeah.
Hey,
are all those Club Shay Shay interviews that long? I ain't really watched the whole one before.
I feel like I don't watch them, but I don't remember if they was all three hours.
Man, that shit was long, dog.
It's like, let this nigga let keep talking. I'm going to break this shit down in a 57 clip.
Yeah, pour the drinks and keep going.
Hit niggas with the Vlad, though. He shouldn't have dropped the interview first. He should have dropped the clip, let the clips run up, then drop the whole interview.
It's new. This type of shit is new to him. You know what I'm saying? He knows it's going to be his big.
Yeah. He should have spoon fed these niggas, then hit him with the mid.
Yeah. Speaking of dissing and shit, they said BG, you know, BG dropping new music. T, I know you ain't heard none of this. BG dropping new music. They said he dissed Wayne.
I heard little piece get the diss.
T, I know you ain't heard none of this. Not a motherfucking word.
You heard that? You heard that new BG?
I mean, to me, was it really a diss though?
Yeah.
Hey, if a nigga called me a bitch, that's a bitch. Y'all BG tried to say it wasn't because they family, but if a nigga called me a bitch, that's a diss.
Like, in a song?
I just don't know. Like, to me, a diss is like when he didn't go in. Like, he said, I forgot the line that y'all he said before he said Wayne is a bitch, but because the line that he said before he that.
Alright, so if Ackland is rapping right now and he say T is on the road doing show, but T is a bitch and is starting the show, that ain't a diss.
That's a diss.
That's not diss.
I mean, he might just, to me, he got some hostility or something.
He got some hostility for, because he got another one he put out. Where, I mean, you can tell everything ain't all gravy, but he just ain't want to just come out and diss everybody for real. But that he got another song called it's called Jizzle with the Golds. Did you hear that one?
Yeah. Where he talking about he love him and he talking about baby ain't slid that cow.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah.
So you can tell it's some animosity around.
They just need to sit down and hug it out.
Plus they said
probably so.
They said baby the one that gave the green light for that paperwork shit to start trying to go around.
Hey, I saw that too. They said, yeah, cash money. Who said that? Who said they leaked it? Yeah, Whack 100 said they leaked
it. Was talking about it and he was talking too much in the mouth.
Which he always green do.
Because BG ain't want to sign the cash money.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's always some sun. I'm sure it's some love, but like, yeah, everything ain't all good. But he tried to frame it up like, I might love him and still call him a bitch at the same time, but yeah, you don't put that shit on no record.
I got a sister, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes it helps get on my nerves. Like, sometimes I might be like, this bitch here, but that's still my sister. I still love her.
You ain't put that in a rap song and say it like that for the.
You know I used to rap. I might be like.
You ain't put it in a rap. You used to rap.
Yeah.
Spit something right now.
No.
let me hear some.
No.
Where your songs at?
I did. I actually posted a reel like about a month or so ago where it was like a song from like 94.
T was in a whole rap group.
I was in an all girl rap group.
What was y'all name?
Prohibited.
What was y'all got some songs on streaming services?
You'll have to hit up Pookie J for that.
Pookie J, that nigga was a game banger. I can tell by that name.
That's a hoodie you ain't never spit for us. How you gonna ask her? Because hoodie got songs that the niggas done heard.
Go right to your Spotify, your Apple Music. Yeah, any of that if you want to hear some hoodie songs. Or my show price is at a standing 1K right now. So
that's what's up.
Yeah, hey, but look, you want me to spit a bar, you got to cash out me $500.
Man, I have $5.
Ain't no freestyle for free. Okay.
No.
Okay.
You can go look at my reels and you'll see it's a picture of the four of us. It's our group. And I put the song, one of the songs, and I think it's my verse that I got playing on it.
I'm finna go look at it. Matter of fact, I want that song. Act when you start posting the clips for this and promote it. That's the song I want playing in the background.
I gotta go pull it. yeah. and put it on her.
We got to do that. What type of rapper was she, T?
I mean, you know.
Was she a gangster rapper?
Nah.
T was thugging. Yeah, you was. Yeah. Was you thugging?
The song that I think it is, the song was called like Player Haters or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Y'all had the club on lock, huh?
So, you know.
was a gangster one he had.
Hey, I don't know. It sound like it though. You ain't lying.
That nigga definitely was a gangbanger.
Pookie J got a gun right now.
Right now. That nigga definitely gangbanger.
That's for sure. But look, I can't wait for the new BG to drop a new project. He did that little didn't he do one with Gucci? Maybe a few weeks ago. That was just cool. That was just cool. You know what I'm saying? We might even talk about that. But
he should be getting out of jail doing albums with Gucci.
You say he shouldn't.
Heard nothing from BG where I'm just like, yeah, he came out and he's just shutting shit down.
I got Jizzle with the gold that he just put out.
Yeah, that's a bop.
Yeah, I like
the joint with Finesse two times, the one where he threw at Lil Wayne disc. Yeah, that's a bop too.
He need to just go ahead and hit up Manny.
Yeah, he got to.
Man, give him that old cash money.
That's a fact. Now, I'm sure it would be an easy connect for him to make happen too.
Or he need to get up with a nigga like Mouse or somebody like that. Mouse on the track.
Somebody
down there in that New Orleans Baton Rouge area.
Yep. We appreciate y'all rocking with us on the Dope Dope Podcast, man. Let's move right along, man. Speaking of, bops and shit. It looked like Jonathan Major got bopped right out of the MCU and Marvel, man, with this misdemeanor convictions, man. What y'all think about that? Hoodie, I know you're a Marvel fan. I'm a Marvel fan too. T, I don't know if you're a Marvel fan like that either. Are you? Anyway.
I watch him because my husband's in solid. So.
Was he disappointed there wouldn't be no Kang the Conqueror, at least Jonathan Major's version?
Yeah,
what y'all think about that shit?
He was just like, man, you know, that's stupid, but, you know.
That nigga ran a whole fucking country mile to get back.
He ran and still got
that nigga was running for block. Hey, bro, that shit looked like a Forrest Gump, you know what I'm saying, little compilation thing, the way that nigga was running from her. You remember when Forrest Gump was running across the nation?
Yes, sir.
Remind me of the part that got me is when they kept doing camera cuts and he was still running.
And he was still running. She was still after
him. It was like far away and you see him running past and see her running past. I was like, these niggas running for miles.
Hey, but they still got his ass.
Hey,
that's crazy.
What got me though, bro, it be the comments, dog. The comments be cracking the fuck up, dog. It was some white dude in there and it's like, look at that Negro running.
I know the comments is hell. They suspense you silly.
Look at that Negro room.
Hey, but
he definitely gonna come back though in a slave movie. How much y'all want to
God, that's the what you know what I'm saying? That's the line. That's how they do it. I can't think. I mean, that's how they get back. That's how they get back, dog. Oh God, don't say it ain't so though. He don't gotta do that.
How
shit.
Much y'all want to bet? Jonathan Majors is catcher free.
What?
Not catching Freeman's. Megan Good gonna play the girl and catch in the story.
Y'all see, right now, friendly bet Eklund that the next time you see Jonathan Majors is in a slave movie.
We might have to have one.
He did not already refer to her as Coretta Scott King.
Man, watch.
Yeah, what did he say? He said he wanted her to be like Coretta Scott.
He said Megan Good didn't held him down like Coretta.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That nigga
need to
get all Coretta nuts, dog. He keep on.
This nigga said Megan Good was like, yes, what?
You talking about cousin Skeeter?
Yeah, cousin Skeeter's people. That's hey, crazy. But look, then he did the interview. Hey, this nigga, I just said, damn, man. Like,
hey, all the interviews look funny as fuck, dog. When they niggas get in trouble and they go sit down for the interview.
Yeah, because
it's crazy.
Like, it looks crazy, and then they, you know what I'm saying, they always gonna cry, like,
you mind, you know where I'm going?
Where you going?
I'm going to Joe Budden. I ain't going to Good Morning America. Put me on the Joe Budden podcast. this shit off.
You go. You gonna talk your shit? You gonna double down?
No, I
ain't
doing that.
Shannon
Sharp.
Nah, I won't go to Joe Budden because they got jokes, and I'm gonna be joking too because I won't take shit. They said
he should have went on there with. He should have went on Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
He should have went on. That kickback, have his leg, you know what I'm saying, his legs crossed, sipping.
Niggas would look like two field niggas by the fireplace. He would have went on Club Shay Shay. Them two big country ass niggas, dog.
That shit would have been pure entertainment, though, dog. But
my
yeah,
old lady can't stand Jonathan.
Oh, for real? I see her just posted like that. Why? Britt, why you don't like
it? She racist. She don't like country niggas.
Racist. Damn, but he, hey, I guess he'll be back though.
Who racist? How I'm racist? I'm defending the nigga.
This nigga hoodie racist.
I'm defending Jonathan Majors though.
Damn. Him he said his wife racist.
Them niggas, hey.
Hate his country ass voice.
The biggest nose and lip combo. Shannon Sharp and Jonathan Majors. Them niggas.
That nigga, that would have made headlines.
Them is definitely the niggas they gonna make an example out of. So niggas like me and Acklin. Don't think we can get away free. They definitely gonna take them out and tie them up in front of everybody.
Let us know. Keep it in line.
You two medium colored niggas try this shit. That's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why she laughing like she wouldn't be in the house.
Hey, but hey, look, Marvel had that shit. They had that shit. You know how you got your draft emails? They just waiting.
Shit, they had that shit on. What
answers was in the courtroom?
Yeah,
hey, what's that shit you used to do on Twitter where you could schedule a tweet?
They had it been scheduled.
We gonna drop this shit at 12 p.m. Yeah,
soon as this was a go. If it's early, make the call. Like you said, dude, they was gonna make the call. Guilty.
Ready, bro.
They dropped that shit quick.
Man,
we go double see that nigga get it. MC
out of here, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. What they gonna do? I don't know if they gonna get somebody else or just
snap that nigga out of here.
Yeah, quickly. He's a variant now.
He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
What you gonna put? Tell y'all what he gonna bounce back in.
In the slave movie in the
Catherine trailer, it's gonna be black and white, and this nigga gonna be crying. And they gonna be like Jonathan Majors in his return to form.
It's gonna be on Apple TV.
Man. Oh shit. Hell yeah. Like,
oh shit. Hey.
Flashes on the fucking trailer now.
Yeah, that's him.
It's crazy.
Shit.
Speaking of crazy in movies, man, 21 Savage got a biopic or a biopic coming out, man. Are y'all fucking with it? It looks like it's with Donald Glover and Caleb.
All that talking, come up here,
motherfucker. Caleb McLaughlin. What y'all think about Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, and playing 21 Savage? What it look like?
I definitely think it's a parody.
It gonna look just like how Flex Alexander looked playing Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a parody, but
that was crazy. It's gotta be funny. I'm gonna watch it. I don't care, man. I'm watching that shit because it's gotta be entertaining in some form or fashion, and I'm here for it, I guess.
Yeah, I'm tapping in. I want to see
21, but like, yeah. I don't know when it's coming out. Why that nigga ain't shave his mustache down? Who? You talking about Childish Gambino?
He started rubbing his own mustache. You thought you was talking about him.
That shit should be good.
He thought actors like, damn, do I need to shave?
No. not me.
Damn.
What else we got to talk about? A lot of shit going on. We might get up out of here quick. Ari Lennox, man, her treatment on the Ride Wave tour. She said that shit was terrible. How many cities you do?
She should have left that tour.
She got a water bottle through at her. She just said it was terrible. What y'all think about that? Would y'all complete the tour? Like, if it's that bad? Like, she thought, like, it was just torture.
She wanted that check. What up, Sweet Jones? I see you in the comments.
Yeah. Shout out to everybody rocking with us on the live. But
she got her check, nigga, and she want her money.
She want her money, dude. Did Rod Wave ever talk about that shit? Did he address it at all?
Rod Wave could be busy with Boosie.
He got to run that money and got to figure out how he going to do it. She definitely wasn't a fit for the tour, but I'm like, I don't know, man.
They was playing some shit, and it was Rod Wave voice singing the Golden Girls theme song. I was like, God damn, is this real? This nigga was singing, thank you for being a friend. I don't even know if that shit was real, bro. That shit was crazy.
They said he stole that shit too.
Crazy, bro.
Ari management trash for that. Yeah, they kind of odd. But I mean, I guess she wanted a check. Like, I don't know. You would think Rod Wave would have came out, you know what I'm saying, when he was not talking about Boosie or stealing some shit to say, like, hey, man, don't. She's on the tour with me.
I mean,
treat her with some respect.
Too,
I guess he don't give a fuck. Look, what was all the mental health? He wasn't worried about Ari's mental health.
That nigga was too busy.
She was getting tortured.
He was too busy faking suicide on stage, bro, falling off the balcony and shit.
Hey, you said that before, dog. Like, I did not know that that's what was happening on this tour.
You finally seen it.
Yeah, hey, dog. He
could be falling in the air, bro.
He can't be doing that, dog. Like,
that's a nice size boy to be.
You might have pushed the nigga over the edge with that, dog. Like, that was unsettling. Man.
That's a lot of size, boy. That's
a
big boy.
Yeah,
that's a big boy.
God, dog. What they said, Boosie dancing for 200K.
That will be taken up for black women. Who?
Who said that? Oh, Rod Wave now. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Nate. Like, he out here falling off stages and fake suiciding, but you got somebody whose mental health is on every stop with you. Getting tortured, and you don't got nothing to say about that shit.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all though, I ain't even know that shit was going on for real. I heard
about the
I ain't know nothing else until I seen something like yesterday or today. And they said she was saying that it was a horrible tour.
Right. We're not gonna keep skipping over the fact that Agla said John the Majors was a variant now.
He is, man.
He is a veteran, yo.
What's that nigga name? Dingo Coleman Domingo? They said that's who's gonna replace that.
No, sir. That not the. Nah, no, sir. The nigga from Fear the Walking Dead.
Assassin nigga from Fear.
Him? The nigga from.
The sassy ass nigga.
The dope head, the counselor, what's it called? The sponsor from Euphoria? Not Mister from the color, the new color purple?
I didn't watch Euphoria. Oh, he's in Color Purple.
I think so. I ain't seen that either. I don't know if I want to.
Get up on shows and movies, bro. I feel like T was in Color Music.
Listen, I know music now. Don't get it twisted.
I ain't say you ain't know music, but you ain't listening.
Listen to this new shit.
Oh, okay.
You still listening to I Think I Need to Let Her Go.
No, I listen to the 90s.
Hey, we should do a 90s theme one day where we don't talk about nothing but shit from the 90s.
Hey, we can do it.
A throwback pod day.
We can do a throwback.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna rule that motherfucker. Look
at her. T gonna give us some bars on that because you know what I'm saying, she can do clubbing on the pod.
What?
clubbing on the pod. Hey, did you go see that new Color Purple?
Nah, I ain't seen the original.
You said you ain't seen it?
No.
Oh, no. That's
a
classic. Y'all see
Ben, did you see his place?
Like, you ain't seen the Color Purple. What? How dare you?
I have no desire.
Y'all see Boosie get mad because they was kissing in the new Color Purple?
He's fighting with T.S. Madison.
I think it might have been you that said that. Boosie mad because they was kissing. Seeley and Suge was kissing in the Color Purple.
They said he was mad
because
it wasn't two red bones kissing in the back seat.
That nigga. They said he just ignored the pedophilia going on and the abuse.
He said
he skipped that shit. Anyway, what else we got, man, before we move on, man? Let's might as well get to the question of the day, man. Let's get to the question of the day, man. Look, it's 2024. It's early 2024, too, man. Are y'all looking forward to any new music releases this year? No.
I'm trying to think who might be dropping this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see.
I was waiting for. Well, I already got it, but I was waiting on that Ye and Ty Dolla $ign to officially drop. I already got it. So.
Are you? I was about to say it ain't coming out.
Nah, yeah, I already. It probably ain't coming out, but I got it. So it's some good music on that motherfucker too.
Is it for real?
Ye and Ty Dolla $ign. All right, dog.
Yeah, I ain't heard it.
I'm gonna send you the copy I got.
Yeah, right. Send that. I'll listen to it.
Because you probably ain't gonna never get it.
Yeah, we never gonna officially get it. So yeah, send that over. I'm gonna check it out.
That Vultures is alright.
Suspense said DJ Suspense lead League of Extraordinary Vibes EP. When it dropping Suspense? Somebody said Bryson Tiller. When that Die Nasty 2 dropping?
Man, this year. I got some shit I got to get out this year because I'm about to get out of the way. I'm
letting y'all niggas have it. I'm looking forward to those for sure. They said Usher's dropping this year.
We got the OHM Awards coming up too this year, though.
Hey, I saw that. What is that, Hoodie? I'm not hip to that. So I seen it was in Bowling Green.
We had the whole magazine, the 100 magazine. For years, dog. You know, we don't fool with some of everybody, like anybody, the Walkers, the Boosies, everybody. You know, we had a whole magazine, dog. But for the last like year or so, you know, we kind of, I mean, you know, print kind of died down, bro. So, you know,
man,
you know, we kind of wrapped down, but we reframing everything up as a war show. So now we're going to do a war show every year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can say it. Fuck it. If I can't say it,
give us an exclusive.
I'm gonna have you bleep the name out if I can't say it. But we got Tyron Turner from Minister Society that's gonna host Kane.
Motherfucking Kane.
Yeah, he gonna host it this year for our first year. And we're gonna have all kind of artists come down over some favors and shit. So it's gonna be a nice little thing, bro. We trying to make it like the Source Awards used to be. All the artists up and coming, all the, you know, underground, all that shit.
Yeah, that's dope. So you a part of it? It's your shit.
A board.
Oh, hell yeah, that's what's up.
I'll be trying to tell you, man, you be busy, dog.
Yeah.
I'm be just twiddling my thumbs, man. I'll be moving.
Suspense said they gonna let him host.
Are they gonna let him host? Oh, did he say that for real? Because I don't see it.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, that's crazy. Here we go back to this shit. That's why I don't fuck with this shit, dog. I don't know. They start cutting out the comments on me.
Yeah.
Nah, but I did.
That's all right. Don't feel bad because I can't even see Ashlyn. I don't even see, like, his screen is black.
Oh, that's crazy.
Man, me either. It's just pitch black right now, dog. I'm lying. I can see it.
Yeah, nah.
I told Suspense he can present an award, though.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Shit, I might have to get that. When is it again?
It's gonna be in June.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time.
Yeah, we're gonna start the combination process and shit next month.
They're gonna let me. Oh, okay, yeah, that's what Suspense just said. Yeah, y'all gonna let him present that award.
Most definitely.
He needs to take an ED off present, though.
That's yeah.
They gonna let me present it some awards.
They gonna let me present, not like that, not talking like that. Suspense, they said.
They said you talking like shit.
And they gonna let me present it some awards.
Damn, they said you Charles Barkley out here. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Words, so I don't even feel like I can really joke about it. That's
wild, wow, my nigga. Hey, just stay tuned. We know what we gonna see. What else before we get out of here? I don't know who's dropping this year. They said Usher, SZA dropping again. French Montana, I mean, they could bop. I don't know.
SZA ain't giving y'all no music. She said they stole her shit.
Nah, they did. That she did say that shit got leaked. She's fired up. She hates her label.
Nothing.
She hates TDE, nigga. You hear me? She hates these niggas.
Man.
J. Cole, Cardi ain't dropping. Cardi gonna be, it's be 2026. Cardi gonna try to come out, dog. At this point, dog.
Like Cardi. don't know, bro. Like she's taking too long. It's been what, 6 years?
I feel like it's almost 7, right?
I don't understand, bro.
Yeah, I don't know though. But anyway,
I feel like it's
anybody else.
I feel like it's the label though.
You think so? It's like you think it's like it's no possible way that she's taking this long.
Yeah, I feel like the label's scared to push the button. I don't know why, but I feel like the label's scared to push the button again. Like scared it won't get successful last time or something.
I think what? Cardi don't think it'll be successful. She's eating on these features though, but I think so it's
if they was if they were smart, they would have dropped it back when the Please Me record dropped. Like kind of right after her first album was dying down, she dropped that shit with Bruno Mars.
Yeah,
she was still white hot yeah. then.
Yeah, so y'all think it's both? It's her and Atlanta. It's probably both of them.
Yeah, she was still white hot with that shit, dog.
Yeah, she's putting. She done thought about it way too long. That shit was 2018.
That's crazy. It's 6 years.
Yeah, you was right. 6 years. That's God, y'all. Like, just put out the music, like a tease. Like you said, she's killing the features. Put that shit out.
Yeah.
Put out an EP or something. I don't know. Fuck. Anyway, what else y'all got, man? We can slide on up out of here, man.
That's it, man.
No, yeah, that's it. T, what you got?
T, you the third every Monday now?
I don't know. Whenever I feel like getting on here.
Yeah, T, just pop up. You know
that's
what I'm
crazy.
Saying?
That's crazy, T, that you feel like you just bless us whenever you feel like.
No, I mean, it's just like if I can get people in my house to leave me alone and I can get on here uninterrupted.
The cheering. No, the cheering.
My daughter just came in here. She's standing right here right now. I'm like.
Just go to the car and turn the heat on. You'll be all right.
Man, please. I'm chilling on my couch watching Basketball Wives.
Damn, I'm watching this championship game, man. Anybody care about this NCAA football championship, college football?
Oh.
No, sir. Michigan's up 17-3.
Mm. I don't watch college football.
It don't entice you. Nah. That's what's up. NFL playoffs this weekend for sure, though.
Yeah, it's like you need to lay some money down.
Yeah, I need to hit a couple parlays, man. Suspense still on them and Ravens looking good. My Eagles looking like we're a good one and done up out of here in the playoffs, baby.
This is still on here, Chad or not.
We looking bad. But we gonna do some things. But anyway, man, Hoodie, what you got going on that you can talk about?
Man, in the lab. Got the awards coming up. I got some other shit coming up. I got some people that done reach out to me for music, some artists. I got a lot of shit going, bro.
That's what's up, man. Well, look, keep
going,
man. Like, listen, I'm chilling, man. I'm trying to get some shit going for 2024. You know what I'm saying? Keep it cool and laid back. Same old shit. You know how it go. But anyway, man, look, man, we appreciate y'all.
Got good hair, don't
you? I can't see.
No, you can't see
my screen.
You can't see. Oh, you can't see his. Oh, man, he got a good hair. Look, he got the curls and shit.
He got them, be using them juices and berries.
Man, yeah, juices is nothing but juices and berries.
He got that Motown curl, dog. I'm trying to tell you.
So Spencer acting like keeping them bourbon balls on deck. Hey, listen, the bourbon balls had me in a chokehold over the holidays, man. Look, them shits was hitting.
Acting got them Frankie Lyman curls right there. I think. Well, you met someone who set you back
on your deal. Hey, man, look, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. We up out of here, man. Catch us each and every Monday, man. Each and every Monday, man, at 8 Eastern ET time, Eastern Standard Time. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to be rocking with you, man. Shout out to T for rocking with us tonight. As usual, the big homie Hoodie and his thing. I'm your man, Ackland, man. Get at us, man. Look, spin the block. 8 o'clock.
Already.
We're about here. Peace. This nigga suspicious. I was Haitian.